This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherish and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello, and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. We got a ton of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, or A21R.com. That's A21R.com. And of course, NewCaliforniaState.com. NewCaliforniaState.com. State of the future. Well, the future is now because the state is actually happening. We are growing and we are developing and we're going to become the 51st state in very short order. Anyway, we got a whole bunch of stuff going on, as you can obviously tell here on Agenda 21 Radio. The day after, we sort of have the Newt Gingrich hangover. Newt Gingrich came in and for 23 minutes yesterday in the second hour of the show. Kind of took us by storm. Said a lot of really interesting things. A lot of really interesting things relative to, of course, what's happening right here, right now to the president. Of course, he had his new book out. Actually, it comes out today. We're going to talk a little bit more about that in a little bit. And also, Kelly Sadler joined us yesterday. It was interesting to hear from her. She's a Trump campaign person, and she's also former advisor to the president. It was wonderful to have her on the show for the third time. We definitely look forward to her coming back again here on Agenda 21 Radio to give us an update on what's going on with the Trump people, Trump campaign, and all that good stuff. Okay, you know, one of the things I wanted to give you a little bit of a minor briefing and update on, of course, yesterday I said to you that the death toll, the shootings and so on in Chicago had not been quite totaled up or tallied up by the time we left the air at noontime Eastern time. And I said that later in the day, it's when they kind of come out with the final figures or they sort of count the dead on the battlefield over time. And it looks like the numbers of people who were shot and killed in Chicago over the weekend was at least 14 at this point, and well over 100 shootings overall. Man, that is just it's just unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable to think about that's happening in Chicago. Of course, we've been hearing this whole thing, this whole problem, this lawlessness situation that's been going on in Chicago for a long time. Democratic, mayors have been, especially underneath Rahm Emanuel, the explosion really took off, trying to create a constant, living in crisis mode. You know, that was Rahm Emanuel's big favorite statement is, don't let a good crisis go to waste. Remember, he was an Obamaphile. A lot of people want to forget about that, right? Yeah. Ex-Chicago police commissioner says cops are devastated by current climate claim policing is dead in the United States. Well, they're trying to make it dead, aren't they? They're trying to make it dead. And, of course, that's just not going to happen. We're not going to kill off the police officers. You know, the statistics have been very well publicized that actually crime and especially the death of black individuals at the police hands of the police have been declining over the years. That rate is pretty consistent. It's hard to assume or take the position right now that it's getting any worse, because it's not. The circumstances are being blown up way out of proportions. Now, I'm not talking about in Minneapolis what happened there. That obviously was not acceptable. No one would say it would be. But this other stuff about burning down all the cities as a result of it and more Antifa and more Black Lives Matter is, of course, just lunacy at this point in time. So we're going to see about this whole thing slowing down, stopping, and we'll see what the president's going to do. He's going to start taking some action, according to what we're reading about right now, and we'll probably be covering some of these things. About the, they tried to take down more statues overnight, and it's finally the park police, the federal park police, had to use tasers and tear gas and things like that to stop them from tearing down more additional monuments in Washington, D.C., as more and more of the St. John's Episcopal Church was attacked desecrated, if you will, by the mob, the Black Lives Mob. You know, the Black Lives Mob, it's pretty obvious that these people are communist, right? It's very, very obvious that this is something that they are. They're terrorists, and we need to treat them as such. You need to treat them as such. I think that's pretty much the thing we need to do. Anyway, we got a lot going on. Like I said, please visit our website, newcaliforniastate.com. In particular, we have our chairman's meeting this evening, and it's going to be kind of an interesting thing to see how that whole thing plays out. And it's going to be interesting to see, because there's more and more people that are coming on board with New California. We're kind of it's interesting, the number of people signing up daily. What's 10 here? What's 20 here? What's 30 here? What's 100, right? Well, those numbers start to add up over days. And so when you start to take a look at what the option is in California as a totalitarian state, it's kind of an interesting situation. But I want to talk a little bit about the states for a second, because there's one article that got to me. I saw this, I believe, in this morning earlier. I saw this as an article that came up. Gateway Pundit? I don't think so. It says here that Rhode Island, and they're thinking about changing the name of it because they think it connotes slavery. Now, I just don't know about that, you know. But change is brewing in Union's smallest state as Rhode Island Governor Gina Raimondo signed an executive order on Monday taking the first steps to change the state's full name, the state of Rhode Island and Providence Plantations. the plantations part of the name has come under increased scrutiny following widespread protests after the killing of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor. Yet, of course, there it is. The plantation state. Providence Plantations. The order 2048 will change its name to just Rhode Island. In official communications from the governor's office, including future executive orders, citations, stationery, letterheads, it also calls on all state executive agencies to remove the plantations reference. The order does not change the state's official name permanently. That will require voters to amend the Rhode Island Constitution, the order states. The state legislature has indicated it will move forward with the referendum after the Rhode Island Senate passed a measure last week calling for a statewide vote on the name change. The bill was introduced by Rhode Island's sole black senator, Harold Metz. Whatever the meaning of the term plantations in the context of Rhode Island's history, it carries a horrific connotation when considering the tragic and racist history of our nation, Metz said in a statement. I wonder if Mr. Metz would try and put an end to the current modern-day slave plantation mentality that goes on with the Democratic Party. Is he willing to suck that up and do it? I'm just saying, those are just, you know, because, you know, we talk so much about the trafficking in human flesh and slavery that goes on currently, which is current slavery. I don't hear any of these people talking out against that. You know, perhaps the ones that are talking about slavery in the past don't understand that the future, in the now, in the present, have more slavery right in front of your face than ever before. But it's the same party that will do nothing about it. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. And just to give you a little bit of a heads up, Something Greater, Finding Triumph Over Trials by Pastor Paula White, personal minister to President Donald J. Trump, will be our guest. She'll be with us tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern. This will be her second time on Agenda 21 Radio. We're, you know, what a good get. What a good get, huh? Pastor Paula White, that's going to be 11 a.m. tomorrow. Jeez, if you ever listen to her, she's something else. She's absolutely something else. So we're really happy to have her coming on board. Gosh, you know, it's interesting. What's up in Breitbart today? I got to tell you, I have not gone to Breitbart this morning in the show prep. We're busy putting together, of course, our grievance number 9. Against the state of California for financial fraud. Well, just a little financial fraud going on. We're hoping that the Department of Justice is out there listening to us and will investigate the financial fraud that's been going on for so long, right? Well, I mean, of course, now that this is the time, really, this is really the time to kind of shake up the tree about financial fraud that's been going on in California. And again, a lot of the other states, but California is the worst because it has the largest deficit of about $125 billion right now. It's staring down the pipes, if you will. The pipes about what's going on. This is Coons. Tulsa rally showed Trump isn't able to wish away the coronavirus. Monday on MSNBC, Senator Chris Coons, Democratic Delaware, there you go, said the low turnout at President Donald Trump's rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma, showed the president could not wish away the coronavirus pandemic because he did not persuade even the most loyal supporters to come out and to engage in this sort of rally. Well, okay, well, you know, what about the numbers? It's kind of interesting. I heard the president boasting with Brian Kilmeade today that they had the largest night ever on Fox Saturday night as the people were turning on to the president's rally. Yeah, that's okay. We'll take your 15 to 20 million people watching, which I thought it was a great show. I thought they pulled it off. Yeah, there was only 6,000 people there, and we talked about this. And I said yesterday, you remember, I did this sort of crowds before. I get it. And a crowd of 6,000 is a small crowd, you might think, but if you do it the right way, it makes it quite a large crowd. And I think they handled everything right. It was clear that there was a lot of the Never Trumper things going on outside. You had the terrorists outside. You had all this, that, and the other. And a whole swath of people, thousands of people, were turned away at one point, actually told to go home. And that didn't help things. But I'm not too sure. I'm not too upset by it. What I think the president ought to do, if he's listening to the radio shows, I think what he ought to do is do the airport things again. I love those airport things. And, you know, you got thousands of people in there. And, you know, I've been to a couple of the Trump rallies. And I think the one that I was in, the two that I was in, is actually in Reno. I think my numbers were about 7,000 to 8,000 people that were there. That's what filled the hall. And I don't think you could get any more in there. And it was packed. I mean, and the energy in the room was intense both times. You know, I understand how these things go. I was being booed in the back. I was trying to hide my credentials hanging around from my neck. I mean, because I thought people. No, the people were great. The people were great about it. It was not an adversarial thing at all. We were all kind of laughing about how he was put. The people who were not taking it, who were taking it seriously, and didn't like it. It's kind of interesting. I'll just sort of back into this. But when you're in the press and you're in the back of the hall, so to speak, and especially like me, I'm not associated with any network other than American Exceptionalism News Network. And it's not the big one out there. It could be. But that's another story. But, you know, it could be. But the credentials, you know, were no problem. And, a crowd pretty much like this, this was what we were looking at. But when the just before the president comes in, all the media that have been taking the plane, you know, behind the president come marching in. And they all have their little IMAX computers MacBooks. Because I'm looking at mine. What is that thing called over there? Drives the show, by the way. I've got to tell you, it drives the show. Anyway, they were all marching in, and they all sat down at a table that was conveniently set up. I just love the way they did this. Conveniently set up so it was in front of where the camera crews and other equipment might be hanging out. And that's where I was hanging out, was up, you know, elevated. These guys could not actually see. The only thing they could see is the actual backs of the crowd. They couldn't even see the president. But anyway, it was just hysterical. He pointed back there, and I was looking at these guys. He pointed back there, and he's lambasting the press. And, of course, everybody's looking at us. There's only a few of us up there. I was up there with John Roberts of Fox News. There's only a couple of us out there, but the camera crews are up there. And we're all kind of laughing, thinking it was really good fun and everything. But these guys were so dead serious in front of us. They all had white shirts on. They looked really officious. And I thought, gosh, you look so officious. Yes, you come out with comments, you know, all the communist comments. Anyway, it was kind of interesting to watch how that whole thing played out. I thought it was a great rally. I thought it was a great speech and timely. We need to hear this. And this is what I kept saying to myself about the whole thing of the president's speech was, we need to hear this. It's about time. It's about time we hear what's going on in this country. And you know what? I got to tell you, he's going to start doing this now. I think if he goes out and he goes to the airports, and I'm hoping that it's instant security, number one. And number two, you won't get this garbage going on with this TikTok business. You will not get election interference from the Democrats like you just saw. This is blatant, in-your-face election interference. So, you know, let's have a hearing on that one. Let's have a hearing on that one. Nadler. Oh, God. And then want to impeach the president for something now. That's the next thing. Then impeach him again. Yeah, Coons. Chris Coons. He is a real piece of work, too. So the rally showed Trump isn't able to wish away the coronavirus. No, you know, the coronavirus seems to be going away on its own. It's just following the natural biological cycles, Mr. Coons. Of course, he doesn't understand anything like that. He's a very ignorant man. Never Trumper George Conway, Kellyanne Conway's husband, trying to sabotage Trump's next offense. Never Trumper George Conway appears to be attempting to sabotage President Trump's next event just one day after the president's critics took credit for the TikTok prank, which they claim flooded the campaign with fake RSVPs, thereby heightening expectations for Saturday's rally in Tulsa, attended by 6,200 people. Now, this is what I'm talking about. This is clear election interference. Clear. It says the president is scheduled to speak at a Students for Trump event in Phoenix on Tuesday. However, Trump critics are seemingly hoping to bombard his upcoming events by artificially inflating numbers with fake RSVPs, much like what Trump critics say occurred on Saturday. It says here, Conway, husband to President Donald Trump's advisor Kellyanne Conway, and a central figure behind the Never Trumper super PAC, the Lincoln Project, seemingly attempted to contribute to what Trump critics hope will continue as a trend throughout the campaign. Aha. Jeez. They're doing this because they have no credibility in terms of what to do for the country. You got to be thinking about this. If they're doing this sort of thing to the president, the candidate, what are they going to do for you? Think about it.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with all present at the Agenda 21 show.
Interesting. Somebody just texted me some information about the rallies that are going on. I guess there's a lot of demand for the student rally that's going to be happening in Phoenix. And more on that. I know there's some people out there listening right now. They might want to text me or they might want to email me about information about that. I was given some interesting information. I'm sure that they're, you know, Brad Parscale is a pretty sharp guy. And they understood that something was happening, especially when they started getting all those numbers, you know, a million people coming. Like, oh, yeah, wait a minute. And, of course, here's, you know, the problem that they have. A lot of the addresses that addresses and phone numbers, a lot of the kids probably didn't realize, may not have been realizing that they were sending out addresses and their own addresses and or email addresses and phone numbers. Shocking. you know, that's, I'm telling you, people don't know that. You know, and to have all these lists that start to develop is quite the other thing. We're taking the dive into this whole thing about John Bolton, boy, there you go. I'm going to play some Michael Bolton music for you. It's just to sort of give you the memory chip that just short-circuited in my head just there. It says, John Bolton, Michael Pompeo, there we're getting the Michael, makes case for Bolton prosecution. Book truly damaging to American national security. This is this new book that he has out. And, of course, you've probably been hearing about this. I haven't really, you know, I don't really pay attention to these kind of hit pieces, especially by somebody like a Michael Bolton. Michael Bolton is an erratic deep stater. You know, he really is. He's really a radical in many different ways. I like sometimes his brashness. I like some of the things, the boldness and stuff. I'm not into the warmongering part of Mr. Bolton at all. But it says here Tuesday on Hugh Hewitt's radio show. Now, this is Tuesday now. Secretary of State Michael Pompeo reiterated the case he made earlier on Fox News, which was former National Security Advisor John Bolton violated the law with the publication of his book, which supposedly reveals secret information. And Pompeo suggested Bolton should face prosecution, although said the ultimate decision will be up to Attorney General Bill Barr. So this is he's got a big long range of comments here. I'm glad to see somebody stepping up and saying that if they think that he has actually definitely broken the law and put out some secrets. You know, they need to take fast action on this. Of course, everybody's saying, well, what about Hillary Clinton and all that good stuff? Those prosecutions are yet to be seen, but you just never know what's going to be happening there. So Michael Pompeo calls for the case for John Bolton prosecution. How's that? Get my Mikes and Johns together here. I mean, that's really, I mean, for a guy like me, I was a Michael Bolton fan. And, you know, Michael Pompeo is from that neck of the woods, I might add. I don't know if you know that or not. He's actually from that part of Orange County. Believe it or not. So there's another little memory chip right there going off, huh? I would think so, yeah. India appears to take jab at China with bat reference in army video. You probably don't know it, but India and China are squaring off and about to go, as they say, kinetic in a war. Did you know that? Did you know that? Okay, this is an interesting one, setting it all up here. John Nolte, Mount Rushmore is doomed to the 1619 riots. Says, there is no way Mount Rushmore can survive the insurgency of left-wing domestic terrorism currently unfolding in our country. Says, we have crossed the Rubicon, and there is no going back, no putting the toothpaste back in the tube, according to Nolte. This guy's a good writer. With the ongoing 1619 riots that were sparked by the death of George Floyd, the establishment media and elected Democrats finally did it, finally decided to show their true colors and desperation by openly embracing, championing, and encouraging violence. Before the 1619 riots, as a country on the right and left, we all agreed there was one line that could never be crossed, that we could never, ever condone or encourage violence of any kind. You see, we all knew that was a slippery slope to hell. I like this guy. He's doing a good job here. Yeah, slippery slope to hell. Okay, first of all, I guess we could probably back up and say, what the heck are the 1619 riots? And we'll touch upon that in a second, but I want to keep on going with this one. We all knew our civilization our civilization depend upon, regardless of the cause of our personal opinion of it. Gandhi and Reverend Martin Luther King understood that you had peace, you had to be peaceful. What I mean was that they understood Western civilization could be made to see the light through peaceful resistance and civil disobedience. They understood that our culture was a culture of conscience, of ideas, and nonviolence. And in that, in the end, our hearts would be changed if the only way to defend immoral ideas, colonialism and Jim Crow, was through violence. On the left today, most especially in the media, that culture King and Gandhi knew it could appeal to is dead. The left are all thugs now. The media are terrorists now. Violence is acceptable now, and there's no going back from it. Now, I said this. I said pretty much the same thing several years ago when we first saw Antifa make its appearance in Berkeley. I called them the sissy riots. You know, this gave rise to a whole bunch of, people coming against standing up conservative youngsters, basically. I'd call them youngsters. Millennials standing up against the sissies. These skinny boys and skinny girls, and these all white pretty much, that were all dressed in black and wearing backpacks. Remember, that was about 4 years ago, 5 years ago. And I said at the time, I said, these guys are the warm-up. They want us to all go and become violent. That's what they want. You see, Gandhi and King pursued the moral goals of self-determination and individual liberty and laudatory goal of freedom. If your agenda is a moral one, nonviolent protest will succeed in a civilized country because in the end, civilized people see the light. The modern left's goal, the modern media goals, the goals of the terrorists in Antifa and Black Lives Matter are immoral, are the authoritarian goals of tyrants who want to tell us how to think and what to believe and what we can and cannot say. They want total control of our children by way of a failed school system. They want total control of that which shapes our culture by way of an entertainment institution that blacklists those who think different. They want total control of political speech by means of tech fascists. And they want total control of our government by that way of to cheat by mail, removing the electoral college, killing the filibuster, and expanding the Supreme Court. The left are now the woke Taliban, and the woke Taliban cannot achieve those goals through nonviolent protests and civil disobedience because those goals are monstrous. So they are forced, like the Bolsheviks before them, to resort to gangsterism and violence, to terror and lies. Kind of interesting, they're talking about Rushmore. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. A lot of people don't know what the 1619 Project is. You know, we talk about the Founding Fathers, 1776, right? Well, the 1619 Project, to celebrate 400 years of slavery, okay, and says, is an ongoing project. The 1619 Project is an ongoing project developed by the New York Times Magazine in 2019 with the goal of reexamining the legacy of slavery in the United States and timed for the 400th anniversary of the arrival of the first Africans in Virginia. It was an interactive project by Nicole Hannah-Jones, a reporter for the New York Times, with contributions by the paper's writers, including essays on the history of different aspects of contemporary American life, which the authors believe have roots in slavery and its aftermath. There you go. So our American story has to be tainted by the roots of slavery and its aftermath. I don't accept it as tainted. Don't get me wrong, but that's what they're trying to tarring, I think, is the term I'm looking for. So our history is a tarred and tainted history and an evil history. That's basically what he's trying to project here is this with this project. Now, it's interesting. This project, this is a caveat to this. However, historians Gordon S. Wood, James McPherson, and Richard Cardewine are among those who have criticized the 1619 Project, stating that the project has put forward misleading and historical inaccurate claims, including ignorance of content, misrepresentation of quotes by key figures of the time, and an intentional lack of inclusion of historical facts and events that refute the primary thesis of the project, leading one critic to call the work a preposterous and one-dimensional reading of the American past. But you see, this is what they've glommed onto. Anything to racially polarize. You got to remember, these are Marxist and Maoist communists. And they're very well trained. Even the Black Lives Matter people will tell you that they're trained communists. These are not trained socialists. These are trained communists, hardcore Marxists. And they have an agenda, and the agenda is to destroy the United States of America. And one of the main ways in which they want to do this, and this is something that Lenin and Trotsky and others saw immediately, that you could actually destroy the United States of America if you, in fact, divided it up racially, along racial divisions. This is something that's been well thought out for a long time to make this happen. And anybody to think that this 1619 Project isn't one of these toe positions to try and create animus between the races is crazy. Of course they're going to use this. This is one of their tools in the tool chest. You know, we talk about the First Amendment. And the First Amendment has five elements to it. Those are five tools in the tool chest for freedom and liberty and independence. Oh, freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom to assemble, freedom to grieve. Those are five elements of the First Amendment that we all have. Right? We're just claiming our First Amendment rights, but these people are going to say that part of that, they're in their tool chest, is the 1619 Project, which meant that, you know, back in the day, we have to go back and relive those days, and we have to tar ourselves and put it all over ourselves that all of us are racist if we're another color besides black, and of course that's white, and that's why people on their side, and Black Lives Matter and so on, they want to kill all white Europeans. That's what they want to do. I mean, let's just say that. And it's okay to say that because that's what they're saying. So, you know, I'm just a messenger, but that's what they're saying. They have turned it into a racist. They're the racist, of course. This whole thing is a racist agenda by this guy, Hannah Jones. Yeah, Nicole Hannah Jones. This is all racism. It's clear racism. And, you know, she's comfortable in her racist connotations. As one leading critic says, the work is a preposterous and one-dimensional reading of the American past. Yeah. This is one of the statements, says the first African slaves in what would become the United States of America arrived in 1520. Says the New York Times Magazine said it addresses the beginning of the American slavery. American slavery, quote, began with slavery among Native Americans in the United States before Europeans arrived. In some tribes, slaves could be adopted eventually. Especially if enslaved as children, the enslavement was not always hereditary. Native Americans also captured and enslaved some early European explorers and colonists, and they were enslaved themselves by the colonists, starting in Spanish Florida in the 1500s under the Endomedia system. Endomedia system was a Spanish labor system that rewarded conquerors with the labor of particular groups of conquered non-Christian people. That's non-Catholic people. The laborers, in theory, were provided with benefits by the conquerors for whom they labored. The Catholic religion was being the principal benefactor. Endomedia system. The first African slaves in what would become the United States of America arrived in 1526. See, they didn't arrive in 1619. They'd already been here. It says Lucas Vasquez de Alon, establishment of San Miguel de Guadalupe on the current Georgia or Carolina coast. They rebelled and lived with indigenous people, destroying the colony in less than 2 months. And more African slaves arrived from Florida in 1539 with Hernando de Soto. And in the 1565 founding of St. Augustine, Florida, African Americans escaping the Spanish Florida to Spanish Florida were freed by royal proclamation in 1693 if the slaves were willing to convert to Catholicism. And it became a place of refuge for slaves freeing colonial America. The first African slaves in the English colonies of the mainland North America arrived in August 1619, a ship carrying 20 to 30 people who had been enslaved by a joint African-Portuguese war. Let's tell the history the way it should be, right? Oh no, we have to have an agenda, don't we? Anyway. 1776 was a better project, that's for sure. We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. I'm kind of looking at this story that we have about Mount Rushmore and all the problems that are going on there. And about the 1619 riots, as they call them. I think it's a really good comparison about these people. Really, truly, that's what they're trying to mimic here and to follow is this whole crazy dialogue, which is historically very, very suspect, about the slave system being brought to the United States in 1619. It all started there, and that's when our nation's history should have really started. You're talking about somebody who's a very ignorant writer, but of course somebody who's using race all the way to make up the so-called corporate ladder. Racism and bigotry is just big right now. It's just like it's okay to be a racist and a bigot. That's not the way it's supposed to be, folks, because it always leads to violence, and that's a fact. You know, Martin Luther King and Gandhi were nonviolent folks, and Martin Luther King made more strides than any other black man, and perhaps any one of the greatest role model for racial tolerance ever. Was Martin Luther King Jr. We should treasure him and honor him. I know in New California we honored him. We declared independence. We declared independence in New California on his birthday, January 15, 2018. I want you to think about that. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. State of the future. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional, America.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.